you love good music that stirs your soul, you've come to the right place. We call this place Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. This is DJ Rick, bringing you just a little bit of my favorite soul, funk, and R&B music. I'm glad you can join me. This is a show about James Jamerson, the legendary bass player who revolutionized American music. Considered by many to be a musical genius, he never recorded even one song in his own name. Instead, his best and most influential work was providing the backbone to hundreds of songs for others. But what an impact he had. He played on 30 number one pop hits and more than 70 number one R&B hits, including such classics as What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, I Heard It Through the Grapevine by Gladys Knight and the Pips, Higher and Higher by Jackie Wilson, and My Girl by The Temptations. James Jamerson was the subject of a 1989 book by Alan Slutsky, Dr. Licks, who provided an excellent biography called Standing in the Shadows of Motown. He also transcribed Jamerson's bass lines collected from the songs and gathered other bass musicians to play them. I have borrowed heavily from that book and will play some of the tracks highlighting his amazing skills. I urge you to turn up the bass boost on your radio if you can. Let's get started with James Jamerson providing the bass intro to My Girl. Temptations had their first number one hit with My Girl. The song was written by Smokey Robinson and Ronald White, arranged by Paul Reiser, and the lead vocal was sung by David Ruffin, but the soulful bass line is by James Jamerson. It is considered number 88 in the 500 Greatest Songs of All Time by Rolling Stone magazine. Like most of the music coming out of Motown labels, the core group of musicians was the Funk Brothers, consisting in the early days of James Jamerson on bass, Benny Benjamin on drums, Robert White on guitar, and Earl Van Dyke on piano. Next up, three songs in a row.
Thank you.
You just heard Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Uptight by Stevie Wonder, and Roadrunner by Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Now listen to Bob Babbitt, who was one of the other bass players in the Funk Brothers, the house band at Motown.
Hi, my name is Bob Babbitt. I feel very fortunate to not only have personally known James as a friend, but to have also worked with him on some of the double bass sessions at Motown Records. His contribution and creative force has been a strong factor with many bass players through the years. He was a bass player's bass player. What more can you say about a style that is still widespread today in contemporary music? Now I'd like to play the bass line that James played on Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell's Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing. Now I'd like to play the bass line that James played on Uptight by Stevie Wonder. Now I'd like to play the bass line that James played on Roadrunner by Junior Walker.
Now let's tap into a little bit of the Isley Brothers.
Thank you.
That was This Old Heart of Mine by the Isley Brothers. Many people don't realize that the Isley Brothers recorded in Detroit earlier in their career. And working with the Funk Brothers, including James Jamerson, they had their first hit.
Hi, this is Kenny Aronson. James Jamerson's bass playing has obsessed me since I was a young kid growing up in Brooklyn. His ingenious rhythmic and harmonic approach to bass playing makes his style as challenging as anything being recorded today. For younger bass players who might be focused in on one particular style, I think it's really important to check out what this man did over 20 years ago. And I'm very happy to be able to play a few of my favorite Jamerson bass tracks. This is a great one by the Isley Brothers called This Old Heart of Mine.
That was the bass line improvised by James Jamerson for This Old Heart of Mine. Although most of the time James Jamerson was under contract to Motown, he also occasionally recorded for other artists and labels, including this classic by Jackie Wilson on the Brunswick label. That was Higher and Higher by Jackie Wilson. The track starts out with a very propulsive bass line by James Jamerson. James Jamerson started out as a jazz musician, but could play any type of music, including this Talking Blues Shuffle from John Lee Hooker.
Down, we're all for your feet. Take you home with me, put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. Ow, 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 ow. I love to see you strut up and down the floor. Talking to me, that baby talk, I like it like that. Oh, yeah. Talk that talk, walk that walk. You love me. I love that talk. When you talk like that, you knock me out right off of my feet. Whoa, 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 whoa. Boy, talk. And walk that walk. Why, yeah.
That was the immortal Boom 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 by John Lee Hooker. It was cut in Chicago for VJ Records in 1961 and released in 1962. The backing band was the core of Motown's Funk Brothers, including James Jamerson and drummer Benny Benjamin, who were moonlighting to make a few extra bucks. The song Boom Boom gets both its boom and its shuffle from Jamerson's bass line. It has been covered many times. It is in the Blues Foundation Hall of Fame. As a side note, VJ Records was a major R&B label, but also had soul, blues, and rock and roll hits. Surprisingly, VJ Records distributed in the U.S. the earliest hits by the Beatles. I just received a box set called Big Boss Man, The VJ Story, and I may create another program for RESPECT later. Let's go back now to Motown and spin two in a row from Martha and the Vandellas.
Whenever I'm
That was Your Love is Like a Heat Wave, followed by Nowhere to Run by the great Martha and the Vandellas. Now let's listen to Just Jamerson's bass line on Nowhere to Run, as played by Nathan Watts.
Hi, I'm Nate Watts, bass player with Stevie Wonder. I first saw Jamerson through the basement window of Motown Studios on Hitsville in Detroit. The first time I met him was in L.A. at the Hallmark Hotel. It's hard to explain how I feel or how great he was, but I'd like to show my appreciation by playing Nowhere to Run by Martha Rees and the Vandellas.
This is DJ Rick. You are listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org. Some of Jamerson's best work was done with the Four Tops, like these gems.
Yeah.
two songs you just heard were I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch, and It's the Same Old Song, both by the Four Tops. Both feature a strong and lyrical bass line by Jamerson, which almost becomes a second melody. It's important to remember that Jamerson did not have written chart notes for this. He improvised almost all of his bass lines. James Jamerson recorded some great bass lines with Gladys Knight and the Pips as well. You just listened to I Heard It Through the Grapevine by Gladys Knight and the Pips, which was a hit, but was an even bigger hit when it was covered by Marvin Gaye. James Jamerson played bass on both versions, which are quite different. Let's hear another classic from the Supremes, with James Jamerson's bass leading the way.
Can do about it. Won't love, 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 love
You Keep Me Hanging On was the 8th number one single for the Supremes. James Jamerson played bass on at least 6 of them, including Where Did Our Love Go, Baby Love, Come See About Me, Stop in the Name of Love, I Hear a Symphony, You Can't Hurry Love, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone, and the track you just heard. Jimmy Ruffin never had a number one hit, but he had success with this next track. That was the classic What Becomes of the Broken Hearted by Jimmy Ruffin. Jimmy Ruffin was the older brother of David Ruffin, who was a member of the Temptations. What Becomes of the Broken Hearted was Jimmy Ruffin's biggest hit and remains one of the many Motown songs that have increased in their popularity over the years. The song was featured in the excellent documentary also called Standing in the Shadows of Motown, with the remaining Funk Brothers backing Joan Osborne on the vocal. You can tell that you really loved the song. I highly recommend the documentary. Let's go out with the always memorable What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. James Jamerson's bass line is the backbone of this fundamental piece of soul.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This is a groovy party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop right on. What's up, man? What's your name?
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer.
wicked side. Don't punish me
Sister.
With brutality.
Sister.
Talk to me
Sister.
So you can see. Don't punish me
Brother.
With brutality.
Brother.
Come on, talk to me.
Brother.
You can see.
That, of course, was Marvin Gaye's masterpiece, What's Going On, from 1971. When it was recorded at Marvin's request, James Jamerson was found and dragged back into the studio after being out drinking for many hours. He was too drunk to stand, but played the immortal bass line while lying on his back on the studio floor. You can find the isolated bass track for What's Going On YouTube. The book and recordings called Standing in the Shadows of Motown, The Life and Music of the Legendary Bassist James Jamerson, contains tributes to Jamerson by such luminary bass players as Paul McCartney, Jack Bruce of Cream, Gary Talent of the E Street Band, John Entwistle of The Who, and Geddy Lee of Rush, as well as jazz bass players such as Jaco Pastorius, Chuck Rainey, Phil Chen, and Gerald Veazley, as well as soul, funk, and R&B bass players such as Nathan Watts, Marcus Miller, and Francis Rocco Prestia of Tower of Power. The All Music Guide to Soul, Ed Hogan, states, legendary Motown bassist James Jamerson single-handedly revolutionized R&B and pop bass playing. He brought what had been regarded by some as a minor instrument to the forefront through the use of the electric Fender bass, powered by his musical genius and amazing dexterity. And bassist Basil Farrington said, a lot of bassists are aware of what James did, but very few choose to tackle his style because it is so difficult. It is not the kind of technique that you can just casually pick up. I can say without question what James gave to popular music is a level of craftsmanship that any serious bassist should aspire to. In my opinion, James is the founding father of the bass guitar. James Jamerson was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Funk Brothers. Only one person in the history of music ever played on more number one hits. James Jamerson died of complications of alcoholism in 1983 at the age of 47. The Funk Brothers were awarded a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2004. Both of Jamerson's main bass guitars, Black Beauty and the Funk Machine, were stolen and remain missing. I sincerely hope that someone is playing those bass guitars today, channeling across time and space his genius. The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, said in 1968 that soul doesn't need to be defined because it's a feeling. This is DJ Rick, and you have been listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on KVSH-FM. Thanks for listening.